Okay, there we go. There's an upper and a lower. Closed again. Okay. What did he say? Didn't he call you for something, John?
What did you say, Tony?
Oh, he said thank you.
How you sound good, Charlie.
Okay, thank you. There's a boat over here we can flip. Yeah. See it? That one off to your right down there. I think we could turn that one over.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we could turn that one over, Charlie.
How about the samples of those two, that white one and that big one on the other side over there?
Hey. Get a chance. Can I help you with a double core?
No, go ahead and what you gotta do.
Okay, well, I can get a rake soil here while you're doing that, okay?
Okay, fine, I'll just take the scoop off. Can you do that rake soil by yourself, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Rake soil away from the boulders.
I'm just a little curious, how near are you to the edge of this ray?
Goes in both directions as far as we can see.
That's right.
Okay, we can forget that one sample off the ray.
Really, the whole area. Really, the whole area just covered for these rocks.
Yeah, it sure looks that way.
Have you seen the rocks on the... Okay, that's what they all are.
Okay, I guess we're just looking for a variety then in the bolt protocol.
Okay, we can give you that, I'll tell you. There's a two big boulders at 12 o'clock that are going to be great sampling. One of them's rounded, and but the biggest, and the other one is a white, and it's black. The other one is white, and it's very sharp, very angular.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, I pushed the core in, double core in, Tony, about almost up to the second, about halfway up to first.
Apparently, I get a locator on you. And a down front too.
Okay, great.
7 feet.
good plan.
Hammer. Tony, I don't think the double core is going to go in. Do you want me to pull it out, shake it out, and try another place? I think I hit a rock.
Okay, yeah, we'd sure like you to do that.
All at once. Okay. It just, that one just stopped all at once, so I think I did hit a rock.
Okay.
Okay, Houston,
And John, on the LRV, do you know if you lost the rear steering as well as the drive?
No, because I'm unable to see behind me.
Okay.
To give it a little test drive, John. Yeah. I wasn't getting hardly any amps out of the rear. I was getting some, so maybe that's an indication that I had rear steering.
Okay, except a while ago we had a couple of amps even zero.
I've got 10 rock frags, a couple of which are, one of which is some interesting black glass along the sides of it, another which is covered with black glass, and, but in the most, there's not much, that material around here. That's going into bag 411.
Okay, bag 411.
It's hard, where you're away from boulders, there's hardly anything but soil, very few rocks, in other words.
Understand.
Here, Tony.
It sure looks it, but
well,
I can see you're getting it down.
It's in.
Good job.
A little off vertical, but you're just going to have to take it.
Oh, I think we'll take it, Charlie.
Okay. Boy, I hope that thing's full of gold, because that was a hard one. Woo! Hey, the bottom one is 36, Tony.
Okay.
I got my hand over the top number. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, the soil sample here, Houston, is going in bag 412.
Okay, 412.
this is John here at me, Houston, but I'm going to pick it up because...
Anything that stares at you, you better pick up.
It's a blast, but in this sunlight, it's reflecting red, green, like a rainbow.
Very good.
Found the first prism on the moon, John. Something like that. That thing will last or not. No, I guess it was just black glass, but it was the way the sun was reflected off of it. That's too bad. Anyway, that sample, and it's going in bank for 13.
Okay, 413.
Okay, Tony, the bottom core, as I said, was 36, and the top part is 20.
Wait a minute. 29.
Okay, we copy 29.
I didn't know you guys were watching. I would have done that. Tool this got back here.